but a hound dog. I ain't nothing but a hound dog. I ain't nothing but a hound dog, but I'm trying all the time.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got. You gotta listen to the bass. It's the one on the bottom as the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with a big to-do. The old cow just goes moo. Now the dogs and the cats are gonna take up the middle where the honeybee honks. Crickets fiddle, the dog can braze and the pony neighs. The old coyote howls. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
Listen to the top word and little bird sing on the melody with a high note swing.
The hoot owl over everything. The jaybird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks, he's on his way. And the possum ain't got much to say. The porcupine talks to himself. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Well, it's a simple song, a living song everywhere with the fox and the ox, the grizzly bear and the grumpy alligator and the hawk above, the sly raccoon and the turtle dove. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got.
John McCutcheon at the Saturday Light Brigade, and All God's Critters and David Wilcox did Black Dog. Ron in Edgewood just wrote to mention Dan went to Woodland Hills High School, and Mr. Slippy was there, Carl Slippy, teaching away. Somebody took the driver's training car, the real one, and the video was put in use as a result. Thank you for sharing that, Ron. By the way, it's really good to see what your kids have been up to. When I every time I see Dan or Amy post something on Facebook, it always makes me smile. The FCC requires stations at this end of the dial to have educational content. We like to think we do all the time, but just to be certain, we have this from Tom Lehrer.
Who can turn a can into a cane? Who can turn a pan into a pain? It's not too hard to see, it's silent E. Who can turn a cub into a cube? Who can turn a tub into a tube? It's elementary for silent E. He took a pin and turned it into a pine. He took a twin and turned him into twine. Who can turn a cap into a cape? Who can turn a tap into a tape? A little glob becomes a globe instantly if you just add silent E. He turned a dam, alakazam, into a dame. But my friend Sam stayed just the same. Who can turn a man into a mane? Who can turn a van into a vein? A little hug becomes huge instantly.
Don't add X and don't add Y or Z. Just add silent E.
Tom Lehrer, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Ron and Edgewood's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, radiophoenix.org, Radio Garden, Simple Radio, Streama, TuneIn, and other free online listening apps, including slbradio.org/radio.
About what I gotta do. I don't wanna do the dishes. Don't wanna do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. But I start off with the plates, clean off every hot sauce stain. Knives and forks and spoons, oh my, coffee grounds just clog the drain. I don't wanna do the dishes. Don't wanna do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. A formidable foe, that unidentifiable black goo from a week ago. I don't want to do the dishes. Don't want to do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. But the job is nearly over and my fingers look like prunes. Whiskey for breakfast, about the only thing that cures my mood. I don't want to do the dishes. Don't want to do the dishes. If I had one wish, I'd never clean a dish again. You got
the plate scrapers at the Saturday Light Brigade. The Sound Hound is getting ready to make his appearance.
Hey, dog. The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
It's Saturday Light Brigade Car-a-thon time. If you have a car, boat, or motorcycle you no longer need, please consider donating it to SLB by visiting slbradio.careasy.org or calling 855-500-7433. Our partners will arrange for free pickup of your vehicle, running or not, from anywhere in the U.S. and handle the paperwork. Proceeds from their sale of the vehicle will be credited in your name as an SLP donation with a tax receipt issued for your use. It's a great way to support SLB and get your old car to a new home. Visit slbradio.careasy.org or call 855-500-7433. Thanks.
Ruff. Hey, dogs, come on, dogs. Hey, dogs. Hey, dogs, come on, dogs. Hey, dogs.
Well, the sound hound has come by once again. Are you ready? Let's see what the sound hound has brought us. Boy, he's guarding that sound just a little bit more than he usually does. Thank you, sound hound. Let's see what he's brought this week. Can you identify this sound? Four, one, two, 200-5975. Once again. 412-200-5975. Thank you, Sound Hound. Good luck. You can also reach us toll free at 1-888-752-7234.
Wade in the water. Come on and wade in the water. Children, wade in the water.
Right on my
God's gonna trouble the water.
Come on and
wade in the water.
Come on and
wade in the water. Children, wade in the water.
Getting low. Oh, boys, right times. Thing I hate about a lining track is these old bars about to break my back. Sing a
ho, boy, can't you line 'em?
Rider, rider,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em?
Rider, rider,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em? See Eloise go lining track.
Moses stood on the Red Sea shore, smoking that water with a 4x4. Say a
ho, boy, can't you line 'em?
Rider, rider,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em?
Rider, rider,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em? See Eloise go lining track.
If I could, I surely would. I stand on the rock where Moses stood. Say a
ho, boy, can't you line 'em?
Rider, rider,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em?
Rider, rider,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em? See Eloise go lining track.
Made in a baby, lying in the shade, thinking all the money that I made. Say,
oh boy, can't you line 'em?
Rider, rider,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em?
Rider, rider,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em? See Eloise go lining track.
Hate about lining track, 'cause these old bars about to break my back. Say,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em?
Rider, rider,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em?
Rider, rider,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em? See Eloise go lining track.
Moses stood on the Red Sea shore, smoking that water with a 4x4. Say,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em?
If I could, I surely would. I'd stand on the rock where Moses stood. Say,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em?
Rider, rider,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em?
Rider, rider,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em? See Eloise go lining track.
Made in a bay, lying in a shade, thinking all the money that I made. Say,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em?
Rider, rider,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em? See Eloise go lining track.
Say,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em?
Rider, rider,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em?
Rider, rider,
ho, boy, can't you line 'em? See Eloise go lining track.
Jim Queskin at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Line and Track and Blind Boys of Alabama with Wade in the Water. This is a tough one. Caden out in eastern Pennsylvania. Caden, I hope you're listening. You are more or less correct with your guess. So way to go, Caden. Caden is the young son. Matt and Annie are listening, and that perhaps is a clue. And let me give you more of a clue. It takes one person to make this sound. When that person takes their turn. (412) 200-5975. John and Carrick was among several listeners who thought it might be a gumball machine. Linda, in Collier was thinking a mimeograph machine or the sound of bingo balls being twirled. Angie thought it might be cars on the roller coaster as they're pulled uphill. As I mentioned, Caden got the correct answer. It also reminded Annie of gumballs or candy coming out of a machine. Larry in Elwood City noted that it kind of sounds like marbles. I agree. That reminds me, I have a bag of marbles back on my desk. I hope they're still there. Mike and Mars just got the correct answer, as did Jim in Crafton Heights. Do you want to hear it again? 412-200-5975. I was introduced to this pastime by my niece, actually my grandniece, Shelly. Tommy in Virginia just got it. John and Addie in East Deer just got it as well. Good morning. Lambertine Pudge got the correct answer, too. Ty in Squirrel Hill, I love how you expressed your answer. I'll share that with you in a little bit. He got it correct. Melissa, good morning. She thought it might be the Wheel of Fortune wheel spinning sound. That would actually be a really good sound to feature sometime. It wasn't that, though. But it makes sense. One person taking a turn, that extra hint I gave you. Usually you don't hear this until that one person loses the game. 412-200-5975. Do you want me to leave it open for just a little bit? We can do so. 412-200-5975, if you would like to take a guess. We'll leave just another second or two. We'll keep things open. Bill in Stanton Heights thought it might be Yahtzee. Boy, did my brothers and I like to play Yahtzee growing up. A little bit too many objects here for Yahtzee. 412-200-5975. We'll give you another moment. Chaplain Steve says it sounds like pop cans shifting down when someone buys a pop. It does. Remember, this sound is the sound that happens right after somebody takes a turn. And the sound indicates that the person taking the turn caused the game to come to an end. Going to Homer City, thought it might be a slot machine. I hear that. As correctly identified by a number of Brigadiers. Dan and Mercer just got it. Well done, Dan. And Ty in Squirrel Hill expressed his answer. John and Carrick just got it. Ty in Squirrel Hill, I love the way he expressed his answer. He said it's the structural failure of a Jenga tower. Indeed, that's what it is, the structural failure of a Jenga tower. Drew just guessed a skee ball machine. Not that, but I kind of wish it were. That's, as you may know, one of my favorite pastimes. So Pudge came up with the correct answer, and Lamartine, Ty, and Squirrel Hill also had it. Caden, your answer is correct. Dan and Mercer got it. John and Addie and East Deer and Tommy and Virginia and Mike and Mars and Jim and Crafton Heights also got the correct answer. And I do believe I've now acknowledged all the correct answers. If I missed any, my apologies. It's now time. It's been a busy morning today. Thank you for playing along with us. Here comes an old friend, Allison Bubushi. Good morning.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good. It's good to hear your voice. So you've got a community puppetry workshop at Ketchup City Creative, which it's like, who knew that name was available and why didn't I get it first? I love it. Ketchup City. Tell us a little bit about what you're up to today.
Well, we're Ketchup City Creative because we're in Sharpsburg on Main Street, the home of the original Heinz factory, where, by the way, my great-grandmother came from Poland and was a pickle bottler there.
Ooh.
For 23 years.
Wow. Did you know her?
I did. I only knew her as an infant. I don't have many memories, but I have her charm bracelet with all her Heinz charms on it.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
So, I'm happy to return to Sharpsburg. And this, I used to work at the Sharpsburg Library, and I made a connection with a wonderful woman named Nancy Goldberg, who runs Ketchup City Creative. And post-pandemic, she said, let's activate this space. She said, can you make it messy? I said, absolutely, I can do that.
Well, it's right on Main Street. And
yeah.
What was the space before it was Ketchup City Creative?
I think it was just an empty storefront. I know Nancy and her husband did a lot of work to renovate it, and we have a beautiful tin ceiling, and, you know, it is a fantastic art space. We do use it as a gallery as well, but since I've been there, we've had a lot of art classes and, yes, of course, puppet making.
Oh, how nice. Well, it sounds like you're having a great time, and today, you've got a workshop today.
Yeah, from 1 to 3, and I do this the last Saturday of every single month. It is 100% free. Anyone at all is welcome to attend. You can register at my website, allisonb.com, and that's Allison with one L. And I just bring a whole lot of weird materials, and we just play and have fun and create whatever kind of puppet you want. Some days I do bring sort of a pattern with something in mind. Other times we just go at this bin of junk and say, what could become a puppet?
Well, I still remember, and I didn't think about them until just now, but two puppets I had is a little boy that I just adored. One was a bunny rabbit, but my favorite was this little monkey. And they were not product related or tied to a TV show or anything. They were
right.
Just these little animals. And it was almost like a toilet paper tube that you put your fingers
yep.
in to make it
yep.
go. And I can remember what they smelled like, what they felt like, what they looked like. They were precious to me.
Yeah, puppets are really magical. They're magical. I've used them in the classroom for 28 years. I've, you know, enjoyed making puppets on my own. I just made us a fantastic dancing ketchup bottle puppet for the Squonk Opera performance in Sharpsburg, and that was a ton of fun.
I'll bet. I immediately think of like sawing off the bottom of a ketchup bottle after draining it.
Yeah, that would be heavy and fragile. This was more of a in the style of Boon Ratu puppetry, which your readers can Google and look up. It's very cool. And I was taught that style of puppetry actually by Margot Lovelace. Do you remember the Lovelace Marionette Theater?
Oh, I do. I sure do.
Ellsworth, that's my childhood memory of puppetry, is that lavender front that that theater had. It's still my favorite color.
Oh, I remember that too. So what's the style of puppetry you mentioned again?
Boon Ratu, B-U-N-R-A-K-U. And I think it would be a fun deep dive if anyone's interested to go look at them. I do, of course, not completely traditional Boon Ratu, but that's what inspired the ketchup bottle puppet. But the ones we make today will be whatever the little people come up with, or the big people. We're really making an effort at Ketchup City to have art classes for grown-ups too, because I just think the world is stressful and we all need to find the joy in art making.
Well, today, can you drop in any time between 1 and 3 o'clock?
Absolutely. And again, it's preferred if you register, but it's okay to just stop in. We're at 612 Main Street, Sharpsburg, Pennsylvania.
Excellent. Well, good luck, Allison, and keep in touch. And here's hoping lots of folks come to Ketchup City Creative to create with you later today.
Thanks so much, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Take care. Good to talk to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Here now, John Hartford at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Well, someday, my baby, when I am a man, and others have taught me the best that they can, to sell me a suit, cut off my hair, and send me to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings.
That's John Hartford. I don't think the game of Jenga existed when he wrote that song, but That song has always been a favorite. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, where we have a live music surprise coming up in just a moment. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
You know, I got to get my way, 'cause I got stuff to do today. There's business dancing in my brain. Some make sense, some are insane. Ladder gives me much less pain than business dancing in my brain. Well, you know I'm the CEO, all that business in my head. A puppet master pulling strings while I'm lying here in bed. There's a conference room above my neck. Could be wrong, but what the heck? It's my turn here to stack the deck on the table here. But my deck, well, don't you know? I'm the CEO of all this business in my head. Puppet master pulling strings while I'm lying here in bed. Stuff to do today.
That's Jorma Kaukonen at the Saturday Light Brigade. And in just a moment, we've got a nice surprise for you. Thank you for being along with us today. We also will celebrate birthdays a little bit later this hour.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Last week's segments featuring the 2021 City of Pittsburgh Garbage Olympics, Kristen Allen of the Mentoring Partnership, the Yellow Creek State Park Owl Prowl in Indiana County, the Tell Pittsburgh Storytelling Series, artist Tina Dillman, and Carnegie Library Teen Media Award music honorees are now available, all those segments at neighborhoodvoices.org. You can also hear thousands of other on-demand features from our archives. Do you have a second? If you're listening at WCUC in Clarion, we're so proud to be back. It's been 5 weeks or so. Could you let folks in your neighborhood know that we're here? Thank you. We appreciate it. And also, hello to Radio Phoenix, where things sound good. The Valley comes to talk, sing, and connect in Phoenix, Arizona. I know it's early, but we're happy to have you along with us today. Well, you're about to meet somebody whose music I really enjoy. He is working on a television program that we'll talk about that is designed for kids and adults and combines mindfulness and meditation. We're going to begin with a song just so you can hear his voice and listen to him sing, and then we'll chat a little bit. Join me now, live in the studio for a special guest. Here's singer-songwriter Mark Williams.
Sometimes they fall just like that pouring rain. But I ain't worried, child, cause love shall remain. No, I won't worry, cause love shall remain. May we feel contented and safe.
That's Mark Williams here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Mark clearly is a great songwriter and a great singer. Tell me about that song.
So I wrote that song after reading a book on a style of meditation that's called loving-kindness meditation. And it's designed to help you replace that inner voice of criticism with a voice of love and acceptance. I don't know about you, but for me, oftentimes the person who's hardest on me in my life is that voice inside my head that's criticizing me, especially when I make mistakes. And that style of meditation and mindfulness is designed to help you foster a sense of love and acceptance for yourself. And pass that on to other people.
One thing, and I think that's true for a lot of people, feeling that they're their own worst, well, maybe not realizing that they're their own worst critic. And something that you're doing is helping kids adopt that philosophy. And the TV show that you are working on called Hello Humans, do you think kids sadly have that message going on?
Well, I can speak to my memories. I know that that voice started for me as early as 7 years old. I can remember it clear as day, unfortunately, when those messages started inhabiting my brain. And I know students that I've worked with third, fourth, and fifth graders primarily, but K through 12 for the past 15 years, and they've all expressed that is the case when we bring that up in our conversations. Yeah,
we're going to make a very quick change in microphones because I want to be sure you're perfectly audible. So hang on 1 second. We're going to do that. If you're just joining us, it's great to have Mark Williams with us. He teaches mindfulness classes. Kinder Neighborhood is the name of his website. And let's take just a minute to make one slight adjustment. We'll do that and continue chatting with Mark. This nice Please Stand By music. And Mark's here again with us. He actually never left, did you? Oh, that's much better. I can hear you better. Mark was talking, we were talking about the show Kinder Human, or Hello Human.
That's correct.
Hello Human. Tell me about how you came up with the idea. You mentioned you could hear this narrative in your head.
Yeah.
dating back to the age of 7.
That's correct. Yeah, I struggled lifelong with like persistent low-level depression and wasn't aware of it until I was about 30. And when I was 30, I met a wonderful therapist named Dr. Walter Smith. And he told me, I mean, I'm sure you know.
He's from Family Resources
yes.
for years.
Yes. And
right?
he started the Western Pennsylvania Family Center, and he's just phenomenal.
He's an amazing human
amazing
being.
Amazing human. Worked with Fred Rogers, like just everything. I mean, the more I learned about him, the more my mind was blown. But on the first day that I met with him, he said there's 5 things people need to kind of overcome depression and lead a happy life, and that's medication, meditation, a mentor, 5 close friends, and physical exercise. And I tried 4 of those things for 5 years. And finally, and side note, for some people, medication is just proper nutrition. That's what your brain needs to get the healthy chemicals activating in your brain. But for some of us, we need actual, you know, medicine to feel better. And I didn't really understand what meditation was. I was kind of weirded out by it. And finally, after 5 years, he said, you know, there's a way to actually reshape what's going on in your brain, to regrow parts of your brain, to make other parts of your brain that are responding to fear and anxiety actually shrink. And that was the process of meditation and mindfulness. And so I tried it, and I started to feel a little bit better, and I started to read more about it, and I started to feel a little bit better. And nothing in my life changed, just my ability to deal with these emotions and feelings as they came up. And so I started doing it with my students. I got certified in teaching mindfulness to students through Awaken Pittsburgh, a nonprofit that specializes in mindfulness for educators. And then I was hooked, and I got my master's in mindfulness at Antioch, and went further and further and saw the results in myself and in the students I was working with. They would come back and say, I'm able to be kinder to my little brother or my little sister. I use these techniques before I go to bed and I'm not as anxious. I use these before I take a test and it helps me calm down. And just seeing the results was the reason I started working on this. And then when the lockdown hit, when we went remote for school and kids were so anxious about COVID-19, we wanted to continue reaching out to our students, but you know, I was in my basement on a computer screen, and I thought, you know who else was on a computer screen? Who was on a screen? Mr. Rogers. And so let's go mindfulness Mr. Rogers style and adopt the philosophy that if it's human, it's mentionable, and if it's mentionable, it's manageable. And so I started working with my students in the medium of just YouTube videos on talking about what we were afraid of, making space for those fears, normalizing it as part of the human experience, and just we came together that way. And as I did that, parents were saying, I'm sharing these with my friends and family all across the country, and we want more, and we want more. And I was like, okay, I don't know really how to do this. And my friend Michael Savisky, who's a filmmaker with Make Roots, amazing filmmaker, said, I know how to make a show, so we got you. And we got together a team of advisors. We got Walter Smith is actually one of the advisors for the show. Stephanie Romero from Awaken Pittsburgh. Anita Harnish is another producer. And Michelle King is my like teacher mentor and the type of human I would like to become. She's also one of the advisors for the show. And so that's kind of how it started.
That's a great group of people. This is Mark Williams, who you're hearing. In a moment, we'll give you the website that you can go to learn more about his efforts to launch the program. You can learn more about supporting it. There's also a link from slbradio.org and at our Facebook page. Let's hear another song.
Okay.
And afterwards, we'll talk a little bit about the investment and payoff, if you will, if you need to be convinced about
about
why meditation is a critical part of those 5 things.
All right. Fair warning, this song is about what it feels like to be free. And so I included the sound of my favorite animal that I think represents freedom. And that's the sound of a wolf howling at the moon. If you think about a wolf howling at the moon, it's not really howling because it's afraid. It's not howling because it's worried. It's howling because it's alive, and that's what wolves do. And that's how they communicate with their people. So if you feel like it while you're listening, you can howl, you can sing, you can whistle when I get to those parts, or the entire time. No pressure.
Thank you. watch my dream go running wild. Yeah, I'd be free. Free to be me. Yeah, it's true. You could just be you. My burdens down, could let my worries go, could stay here in this town, or I could head out on the road, but I'd be free, free to be me. Yeah, it's true. You could just be you. My mind, yeah, I'll be free, free to be me. Yeah, it's true, and you could just be you.
Mark Williams here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I was smiling because I guess I'll confess that every Saturday around 7:30 I howl in the morning. I don't do it on the radio, but and I've noticed it's always sometime between 7:30 and 8 the song will be on and I'll go oh, 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 like that. And I'm not sure why. It always feels good. It always makes us laugh and smile. It's usually a bluegrass song, but it's just a nice feeling.
And yes, it is.
Mindfulness and meditation, and I am no expert, but it's a practice that seems so simple, and I think a lot of people wonder, well, how can anything that simple matter? Yeah. And I'm wondering if you can talk about that
a
little bit.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of simple things that make big, big changes. Brushing your teeth is really simple, but it prevents gum disease, which then prevents heart disease. The act of doing a push-up is ridiculously simple, but you do enough of them and you get muscles that grow. And the act of practicing mindfulness is just intentionally focusing your attention on one thing with curiosity and compassion and without judgment. And it's really, really hard to do because the moment we try to pay attention to something, oftentimes we start judging it, criticizing it, critiquing it. And when we notice that inner critic show up, we just label it, and then bring our attention back to something as simple as our breath. And that's kind of like the mental equivalent of taking a lap or doing a push-up. And you do that long enough, and you actually start to change what's going on in your brain. It's been shown that you can actually regrow parts of your brain in your prefrontal cortex, that part of your brain that helps you deal with regulating your emotions, creativity, compassion, all of those things are kind of housed in that part of your brain. And they found in the brains of meditators that that part of the brain has more gray matter, has more neurological activity. And the part of your brain that's scanning your environment for threats constantly, that part of our brain that's responsible for feelings of anxiety and fear and worry, your amygdala, actually shrinks when you practice mindfulness. And so for me, the more I read, the more in love I fall with the practice, and the more excited I am to help other folks develop a practice of their own.
Well, and I know that wiring, as you pointed out earlier, can be established at a very early age, for good or for worse.
Exactly.
The fight or flight signaling that, mm-hmm. that occurs really innately in any living being. And then so the idea of teaching mindfulness to young children to help fight against, I hate to use that word, to help counteract that,
yeah,
is so important. How do you think, what is a good way to start or to open your mind to these sorts of things?
Well, the first thing is, like, mindfulness only works if you want to do it. So never force yourself or anyone else to do it. It's not going to be helpful. It can actually be counterproductive. But something really simple, I don't know if you've experienced those adult coloring books that have like all the interesting shapes and mandalas. If you just sit down with one of those mandala coloring books and color it with colored pencils, your brain goes into the same state as when an experienced meditator meditates. So that's a very simple way to start that doesn't take any training or special tools other than a coloring book and colored pencils. Another one is just to notice sounds. So I have a little bell that I'll ring, or we'll just sit outside and listen to the crickets, and you just quiet your mind and relax and just notice what you hear just for a few minutes. And it only takes 3 to 5 minutes a day to reap the benefits of mindfulness. If you did that 3 to 5 minutes a day for 8 weeks, you would be able to see under a brain scan new growth in your prefrontal cortex. That's all that it takes.
This is Mark Williams. Because we had a little bit of a delay, I'm going to – can you stay with us a
yeah,
little
sure.
bit after
no problem.
9 o'clock?
Yeah.
I'm going to mention so – there's a lot of people tuned in to hear their birthdays announced right
yes.
now. And this is exactly the time we do it, and I don't want to be late
Let's
for that.
Let's do it. That's
but
awesome.
Hang on, and afterwards we'll talk a little bit more with Mark. And, it's my brother's birthday. Happy birthday to my brother, David. He's listed here, too. David is, oh, my gosh, he's turning two identical digits today. Also named after a famous state highway or U.S. highway. Gabriella of Oakdale, happy birthday to you. Happy anniversary to Jeff in Britain. Happy anniversary also to another Jeff and Jennifer today. Happy belated birthday to Polly in Emlinton. Her birthday was last week. Pudge wants to be sure we wish you a happy birthday. I'm sure Randy does too. Tomorrow we have Kyler of Shaler, Ray of Forest Hills, Jeff of Observatory Hill from Bonnie and us, and Melina of Wexford from Mom, Daddy, and Katarina. On the 27th, we have Gage from Hope, Lindsay from Laura and Steve, Susan of Squirrel Hill, and happy anniversary to Rob and Nina. On Tuesday, the 28th, Tammy of New Kensington from daughters Julie, Chelsea, and Abby, and to Nina from Mary, John, Monica, Allegra, and all of your friends and family. On the 28th, we have Sarah of Glassport. On the 29th, Margaret of Mars from Anne, Greg and Haddon, Chris of Cannonsburg, Faith of Beachview. On the 30th of September, Joe of Carrick from Donna, Sean, and Shannon, Gary from Pat, Nicolette of Crafton Heights from Jimmy and Greenfield from your whole family. Butch and Rosemary have an anniversary on the 30th, as do Jim and Trish. Rayanne celebrates on October 1st. Happy birthday to you, Rayanne, from Mom Mary Jo. Ken of Regent Square, happy birthday on the 1st. Tika and Gabriel and we wish you a happy birthday. Kevin and Cranberry. Hannah of Crafton from Tom and Elaine, also on the 1st. A lot of birthdays on October 1st. Garrett of Keyser, West Virginia. Penny of Southold, New York, from the other girls, Kirsten, Megan, and Susanna, and the husband, Pete. Lil of Crafton Heights, from Billy, Madison, Ian, and Mallory. Tim of Allison Park, from Liam and Fran. Pam of Avalon, and immediately next door to us, from us and your husband, Abel. And Rebecca from Millie. Happy birthday to you. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and RadioPhoenix.org. If you'd like to send us a birthday, you can easily do so, slbradio.org/birthdays, or simply jot us a note to slb@slbradio.org. We'll announce them the Saturday of or before their occurrence, and if you include the birthday person's mailing address, we will make sure a uniformed United States governmental employee hand delivers a card to them before their birthday. Mark Williams is here. Mark, thanks for hanging on. A lot of birthdays. Seems like these days nearly everybody has a birthday.
I know. It's more and more common.
Yeah, it's almost always. You've probably heard this, I think. I think statistics show that if you have a room, you need about 30 people for there to be a near certainty that two will have the same birthday.
Really?
It really works. Not the same year.
Yeah.
That would be something.
Yeah.
But if you do the T-tests and the run the stats on it, it only takes about 30
That's
people.
That's wild. 2 years ago on parent-teacher night when I was meeting my new students, there were two students in my class who had the same birthday as me and one student's dad who had the exact same birthday and year as me. So we kind of just blew the stats out of the water that year.
Yeah. it's amazing how that works. So how can people learn more about what you're
doing? If you go to kinderneighborhood.com, there's links to our fundraising campaign, to information about the mindfulness classes that I teach, to information about what we're hoping the TV show could be. We're right now working to develop a pilot episode. And so everything can be found at kinderneighborhood.com.
Kinderneighborhood.com. Easy to remember. And if you're just joining us this hour, Mark has been talking about bringing mindfulness and meditation to kids, but also to adults. In a way to help people feel a little less anxious and a lot more connected. We have time for one more song like to do one.
Yeah, I'd love to.
And then as you're listening, we'll have a chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge as we play Guess Who right after Mark performs.
This is the song I wrote for my students whenever we have to do things that are kind of scary. And the reality is that mindfulness and meditation can be a little bit scary sometimes because you make space for all your emotions to show up. And a lot of the times we're running away from emotions like sadness, anger, and worry. And when we practice mindfulness, we practice sitting very still like we are a mountain and allowing those emotions to just kind of pass by like the weather. And this song was inspired by observing something that happens in nature. It might seem a little scary if you don't know about it, but is actually a really good thing.
scared, but I'm still